You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hen.
Everybody needs some Hen love.
And Hotbox.
Ultaholic, wow, extraordinaire. That is right. Everybody needs some hand love. And this is episode 35 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on March 13th, 2013. My name is Rob. I play all the things, but I love my Mistweaver Windwalker monk the best. And with me tonight, all the way from the frozen depths of Northern Canada, is Daryl the Resto Shaman Hind. But before we get into the magical goodness of this episode 35, we have a very special guest hailing from the enchanted land of WoW Insider. Let's give a warm Training Dummies welcome to the Blood DK Queen herself, Miss Kristen.
Yay! Hello.
Kristen, how are you?
Hi, guys. What's up?
This is great. I love it. We've had amazing guests on lately, and you are just setting the bar high, so we're so happy to have you here. What have you been up to this week?
All the raiding things. And dailies. Again? So yeah, just been exploring the Isle of Thunder and lightning stuff. You know, on my server, it hasn't been bad at all. I've actually brought over a few friends through CRZ just so they can do their dailies.
You're not on a VP server, are you?
No, I'm not. That's why they all... I feel like they only want me for my CRZ.
I'm going to be messaging you even more now.
You're welcome to. I just... Save me. I invite, I log out, and I...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally. It works. So legit. I've been doing dailies and reading. Good times.
How far are you into... to the throne.
Let's see if I can count. I think we're four.
Four. Man,
we
nice.
Just downed Tordos. And last night our Tuesday clear, not clear, I wish. our Tuesday's our first raid night of the week, and we did four. I'm so proud of my group.
Nice.
Did pretty well. Yeah.
That's legit. Four, I think, right now is on par or ahead of where most people are at, huh?
Yeah, you know, the top guilds, they're already doing like heroic stuff more than halfway through.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
like that's just crazy. Yeah, no, we're doing okay, and I'm just glad that we have our stuff together and we're doing some new bosses, you know.
Yeah, were you pretty burned out on the 5.0 stuff? I don't, you know what, it happened so fast, really.
Yeah, I wasn't yet, because I went out of town for about 2 weeks, and I felt like at first the patch came too quickly, because I missed, like, my guild downed Windlord on heroic while I was away.
Without you?
Yeah, without me. And I was so proud of them for that. I was worried at first. Like, well, I'm tank, you know. And they got one of our DPS warriors to do it. And I was just so flippin' proud that they did it. And, you know, I came back. The patch hit pretty much the week that I came back. But I'm okay with it now. I don't feel too rushed, I guess. So,
yeah. Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, right. So what about you, Hend?
What have I done?
What have you been doing?
I've been doing some leveling. I got my priest to level 90 this weekend. Day was that? No, I think that was Monday.
You playing alts, man. What is going on?
Well, I know. My wife's been leveling her warlock, and I've been doing my priest together with her, and I actually thought my warlock would be sooner, because I only do my priest when my wife wants to level alts. So you know, we got to pretty close on Saturday to 90 on my priest, and I figured it wouldn't be till this next Saturday before we did, but then I made a comment on Twitter. You had asked me which I thought would hit first, mm-hmm. and I said probably my warlock. My wife told me later when I got home, she was tempted to log in on her warlock and level to 90 without me just because I said that.
Just to spite you.
But she didn't, and we ended up logging in Monday evening. And I got my priest to 90, and I think she still needs two ticks on her warlock, so it's pretty close. As for my warlock, I got to 89 and 3/4 last night, so I'm still focused on that warlock. Destruction is so fun. I'm just having a blast with that.
Isn't it awesome, dude?
It is.
I have never played Destruction on my warlock.
Oh, you need to.
I know.
Dude, it's...
I'm demonology almost all the time. It's fun. I like doing the tanky thing. I tank five mans.
I'll tell you what, man. You hit a couple of 500,000 plus crits. You'll.
I know. You know, with the green fire thing, I have to try Destruction out.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
But you know, I could have on my warlock though. I probably could have hit 90. But I did something foolish on Monday. I want to get those Rathian quest lines completed, and I need to do 2 battlegrounds. And I went in with a guildie on Monday who likes to PvP, and I've never done any of these before. So we went into Silver Shard Mines. Oh my god, what a waste that was. It was so bad. So bad. And it's certainly not making me want to PvP anymore either. Like, it's just... Yeah, PvP's not fun for me anymore, and it was made even less so by the spanking we got on Monday. So.
I laugh because I agree with you. So.
And it didn't help. I didn't know the battleground. Like, he was trying to type it in, but his mic was broken. I think he said his 2-year-old daughter broke his mic, so he couldn't even talk and mumble and let me know what was going on. So I didn't really have much of a clue. He tried to explain it a little bit, and I kind of got the gist of it. But yeah, it was bad news. On the bright side, though, we did the Throne of Thunder LFR. I think you, me, Hoofit, and my wife went last night. Mm-hmm. And I made out like a bandit. And the first boss, I got nothing, which is fine. I used a token there. Hey, you got something this week that not many people have at all, so... I'll save that for you. I got a ring off the second boss, and then on the third boss, I got bracers. And then I used my token and got the spirit healing fist weapon. So my quest for the shot-touch mace is officially over. Shexier can piss off. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I used 3 coins when we were going through normal mode, gold every time.
It's not even 50 anymore. It's like
it's random.
96, 42. Like these weird off numbers now. I can't even make the $28.50 joke anymore because I never know what you're gonna get.
I think they're trying to mix things up with that.
Mm.
Like there's a small chance of something else. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen anything else yet.
Right.
Congrats, that is just the mother load. What?
Yeah, it was Christmas and
March. Oh, I know. Oh, and you mentioned, you got 4 bosses down in your raid. Well, you know what? So did we. Mm-hmm. We got 4 bosses down in our raid as well. It may have been Mogashan Vaults, but we got 4 down.
That's awesome.
Which is 4 more than we've gotten the last 3 weeks. So it was actually pretty good improvement. And what did we get? We got Elegon, I think, to 9%, and we had technical issues. No. We had one of our DPS was having a problem with his computer. He was getting like a 2 frames per second and disconnecting, and I think it's the floor on Elegon was really messing with his graphics. My wife had switched specs as well, and she doesn't use mouse over macros, but she had borrowed a macro from Hoofit's Mage that had a mouse over in it. So, and she hasn't been Frost in probably 3 or 4 months. So it was messing with her. She said she was targeting the spark, but then she saw her Frostbolt go flying off past it and hit Elagon, and she couldn't understand why she wasn't killing the spark in time. So anyway, we've got that mess sorted out, so I'm very confident we'll get Elagon this week.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's
a combination of attendance boss, roster boss, technical dilemma boss. Like, it's like, I mean, we have it. It's not that we can't do it. It's just
I know.
All the stupid at once. So
you'll get it.
We'll get it.
Yeah. Really? But yeah, we got four bosses, so we're on par with Kristen. It's all good.
That's right.
All right, straight. Rob, what have you been up to?
Oh man, my Alliance monk that I was leveling for the Herald of the Titans achievement is at 80, and I went and found the little sneaky McSneakerson over in Stormwind and locked him up, so no more XP there. Got to figure out some gearing stuff before we get in there, because I'm literally just have 5-man gear on right now, so that was cool. The extra cool thing that Hind was talking about a moment ago was that I killed Galleon in a group this week on somebody. It was probably my monk. And Galleon was like, here are the reins for the Son of Galleon mount for you, because you deserve this. So I have.
That is awesome.
So it's kind of awesome. I've been like, making sure to link it to people when they log on and stuff.
Yeah, I got that too. I got that treatment.
You're like, look at this.
Hey.
I've never seen anyone on it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I have never, ever seen anyone on it. And I was sitting out front of the shrine on it, kind of traipsing back and forth. And somebody came up and told me that it was the stupidest looking mount they'd ever seen. And proceeded to get on their wyvern and fly away. I was like,
you and your mounts, I have to say, your luck with mounts, what?
I'm tempted to go in for ashes or something. Ashes. Yeah, and I still need the ashes and the pony out of Karazhan, so.
Right.
I don't know. I think I'm going to get reported here pretty soon if I keep winning these things, but. Hacks or like Hend was saying, we went into the new throne LFR and I was just like, it was just trash city. And I know this isn't even normal mode, but after that first boss, the whole section with the bridges, man, I was like,
bridge is
stop. I know, it was like Blizzard is actually trolling us with trolls at this point.
To LFR yet. For that trash, like, you have the wind on the bridge, right?
Uh-huh. Somebody in our group was saying that the wind was toned down, and the trolls aren't as bad. They are you talking about the blue, the floating ones with the blue? They just kind of pat around, and they hurt pretty bad if you get there, but I don't recall them actually throwing anyone off.
Okay, so a normal... The wind, I mean, you absolutely cannot stop straight. Cannot. And then the trolls troll around and they will blow you like way high in the air and just off into nothingness. And I was so lucky last night. I wasn't paying attention. I'm taking this stuff and this troll comes up from, I think, behind and knocks me forward into another troll.
Oh, no.
But I didn't fall off the bridge. It, like, bounced me forward. Like, yes!
Man,
that was awesome.
I could see some priests with life grip in there being a little bit valuable.
Yeah, it's horrible trash.
Well, with that, we wiped once on trash, and it was... purely because people were being stupid. Half the group went left and half the group went right, and we ended up getting way too much trash and then Hind was like, I wonder if we get that determination buff on trash. And you don't.
Shouldn't there, because you'll get a boss and then you'll wipe to trash four times. So
we got to and we wiped once, and then some guy says, hey, just focus on this one guy, and that's it. Burn him down, and then everything else after that is negligible. So we had one stack of 5% of the buff, and we killed it really, really easily after that.
Yeah, that seemed very easy.
And I just had this feeling that whole determination thing is going to get abused or trolled or something, because it's like, I mean, even my first time in there, I was slightly annoyed with just, like, I don't know, the Triceratops boss, the second one. Nothing like credibility for not. It was like people were just all over the place, and no one knew what was going on, and it was
boss
like,
is a cluster.
Yeah,
but so, we got him.
You take that and you throw the LFR factor in. I understand why they're doing this kind of forgiveness persistence thing, but I just have the feeling, you know, everybody's been in a bad LFR, and I don't know, man.
Yeah. But I mean, apparently they were putting some like filters or something on how to troll it, or, you know, just like a, you know, some way to where you don't get it under certain circumstances.
Yeah, if you just go in,
I'm sure
just because, yeah,
figure something out. You know what I mean?
People are scandalous. They'll figure it out. The only other thing that I noticed this week, and I took my Death Knight back I did Terrace and Mogushan because I was still looking for a couple of pieces of gear. I'm not quite 480 on him yet. And all I could think was how they were saying this increased drop rate. Yeah, go back. It's great. And I'm like, no, there is no increase. I think the way that they made the increased drop rate is that you'll win gear that you already have. So I was like, okay. And as a Death Knight, I don't need 3 helmet tokens. Okay.
Well, I've got 4 on my shaman already.
Yeah, but you have 3 specs at least.
No, I've only got 2. The only good thing about that is they vendor for 50 gold versus the 2850 you normally get from the fail bag.
Hey, that's a really great way of looking at it.
Yeah, I guess. But I was really hoping for the whole, like, the bags that you got. You know, they were supposed to be like, hey, little cool stuff
that's
in there.
That's what I've heard. But
yeah, or, is that in the new? That's in the new LFR?
I'm not even sure, but
I don't know.
Whatever.
Either way, we didn't get anything, just different amounts of gold.
And there was no increased drop rate, so I'm wagging my middle finger right now at the 5.0.
Have you found one of those, the keys for the treasure scenario yet?
Yeah, you know what? On my main, I found it probably within 30 seconds of I went over there day one. Picked one up. I was like, what the heck is this? Oh, yeah. So I went over there. That was stinking fun.
I had so much fun. I had 2 this last week, actually.
Oh, can you see, someone was saying you can only do like 1 per week or 1 per day.
They say that, you know, you get 1 and then there is an extremely, extremely low chance of getting 1 from somewhere else. And, you know, if you have a bunch of keys in your bag just sitting there, you can do the scenario as many times as you have keys in a week.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's good to know.
It's nice because, I mean, I didn't realize you get so many of the charms.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of charms in there, man. You know,
you don't have increased drop rate, but you're working with, like, 20 charms to roll on stuff in LFR.
Yeah.
The old one, you know. So, you know, there's an upside. You know,
you got to get in there though. And to me, like I'm not interested in running my alts through all of the 5.2 dailies. You know,
I haven't touched that stuff in a while.
Yeah,
yeah, I've done it 2 days, I think.
Yep. When we were talking about the new I think it's server based, but how they're unlocking the island, and you got to go and do the single player scenario to unlock more and more and more, you know. And our server had unlocked that, so I did take my Death Knight over there and ran through, but
yeah,
I know.
I did that as well last night after our LFR, got mine done.
This PvP server with with people that are... I mean, I'm not griping about playing on a PvP server. My gripe is that the people who... they're solely there to just give you a hard time, you know?
Yeah, we got a couple of those, hey?
At one point, they were forming a raid group to go and kick this one guy's butt. So I'm like, all right, I will, I'm going to go level an alt somewhere.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, well, are we ready to move on?
I believe so, man.
All right,
go on about my LFR woes for a while.
Okay, let's hit it with this.
Deep Run Tram, last call for mail.
All right, we have one email here this week, and it's actually from last week, but Rob has been avoiding the question. And I say no. Rob's avoiding the question because it's about a monk, and I don't have a monk. Well, I do, but it's like level 12, so it doesn't really count. He's actually got a couple of questions here, so I think we'll break this up if that sounds good with you, Rob.
Perfect.
All right, so this is from Koldor on Darkspear EU server. He starts with, "Dear Dummies, I hope you don't mind being called Dummies, but you chose the name, not me." Yes, we did. I have a question about the new monk Windwalker talent called Storm, Earth, and Fire for 5.2. What I heard about it from, for instance, lore, is that it's a cleave ability for monks. Now, when I read the text in the patch notes, I can't really see where it says that your projections need to go on another target than your target. So is this ability just a 20% damage debuff? If it is a cleaving ability, I also wonder, what's the use of having two projections up instead of one? Because it seems to me to be 120% in both cases. Still, it really looks like a cool damage increase. Rob.
So, basically the way this works now is for those situations where you're more than single target, but you're not quite spinning crane kick LOL targeting. So the wording, I went in and actually did some homework on it, and I've used this ability a little bit now since, you know, over the last week I've been able to get in and try it out. In the wording of the actual notes is that the clones will perform the same abilities as you do, just with reduced damage. So it's similar to the Death Knight's Dancing Rune weapon. It seems a little bit underwhelming, really, because it's just splitting your damage across targets. So, yeah, no matter how you cut it, it's basically a cleave ability that's giving you a 20% additional damage on multiple target fights. So it's very, very situational. You know, if you've got more than three targets, you're gonna keep up your Tiger Palm and Rising Sun Kick and spin kick all the things in the face. But currently, the caster, which would be the monk, and the clone share the same target, and the clone auto attacks, but it doesn't copy your abilities. So it's a bit of a damage reduction if you use this ability on single target, because it's not really genuinely cloning what you're doing. It's really, really meant for two and three targets. So that is basically how it plays out. He was talking the math earlier about the 60-60 split for 120% or the 40-40 split, and that's really depending on how many targets you're attacking. So if it's single target, definitely don't use it at all, because there's no damage to split, and it's not going to give you a damage buff on that single target. If there's two targets, it'll split, you know, 60% to you, 60% to the second target, and then with the three, it'll do 40-40-40. So if you, as long as you play your cards right, you can definitely get a little bit of a damage boost out of that.
All right, he also has a question about macros, and his macro question, what's the line you need to type so you don't get the "this ability isn't ready yet" thing all the time?
This one, we talked about a couple episodes back, to remove the text or the syntax from your screen, and then Matic wrote us in, and we talked last week about the line that you can include that will actually remove the audio as well, and then And Stickney was telling us that you can actually turn the audio off in-game as well. But if you go to our site, go into the macro section, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the one from Matic, and it includes the includes all of the syntax, and he gives some examples with some of the macros that he's made with. It looks like Druid Healing is what he was doing. But you can actually just copy him straight off of our site there.
Yeah, that was quite the email he sent. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And finally, his last question here. It's a bit longer. My add-on question is a bit longer. I've installed LVUI from Affinity. It is awesome. I play a Mistweaver Monk, and the total package you can download from his website is really helpful. But when I go on a raid, the raid UI gives all raid members different names. Do you know how I can change that? Thanks for the good show, and I hope you can help me.
Now, unfortunately, with UI stuff, we all do very, very different things. I don't use a UI package. I definitely use Affinity's Weak Auras for almost all my healing classes. But on that one, I'm going to have to direct you to the source. I know Affinity's kind of in the middle of progression right now, and he's not doing all of his regular streaming. He's looping heroic boss kill videos, I think, as he's allowed. But that should be over here pretty soon. I'd recommend just popping into his channel. He's very approachable, very helpful, and I know Elv was actually writing a whole different raid frame package, so it's not Voodoo and it's not Grid that he's using anymore, and I really, really couldn't tell you how to configure that. So I'd go straight to him and get into his channel. You don't have to pay money or anything. You know, you can get in for free and ask him questions right there in the chat and right in the middle of his stream, which he does basically full time. You know, he's doing that close to 40 plus hours a week. So cool, super, super cool guy. If you've heard him on the show here before, I'm sure he'll be happy to help you out with that.
All right. Well, that does it for our questions. I guess we should get on with the main topic of the evening.
Which would be OMG, it's Kristen.
Yay!
OMG, it's me.
Kristen, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
Since release.
Really?
Nice.
So, man. About 8 years?
Yeah, it's a long time. I've been playing that long as well.
Yeah, long time. You know, I've played quite a few classes as mains over the years. You know, I've known some people that have just stuck with the same one. I'm like, that's really awesome. You know,
yeah,
respect, like total respect. Like
that's
that is for sure, really, yeah. You know, dedicated. And a lot of the time I've ended up switching just because of guild needs or, you know, trying a new class up. But I started off with the druid and, you know, I won't lie. I chose a night elf because she was cute and she could turn into cats. So, hey.
nice. What spec were you focusing on originally? I know druids have come a long ways. So I guess crazy. you were resto and your job was to cast Innervate there for a while? Or
throwing it. Oh, wow. For the days, huh? You know, yeah, and ranking healing touches.
Oh, I remember ranking, yes. Downranking.
Downranking, yes. But I did start off, I leveled as a kitty and, you know, was raiding for a long time as resto and switched over to tanking at some point. And by the time BC came around, I had switched to a pally tank and, you know, let's see, in Wrath, I played resto and elemental shaman. I loved my shaman. You know, I don't think I've touched her in a while. There are so many changes. I go back and I just kind of feel overwhelmed, you know, because it's so different. I played her a little bit in Cataclysm, you know, but I haven't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're breaking Ken's heart.
You are.
Well,
I love her.
So. Since a shaman is not your main, then what is your current main?
My current main? Great question. Is it Kay? DK. I absolutely love it. You know, some people will just say, oh, lol, DK is so easy, whatever. But I don't care, you know,
what people say. It's not, say, though. It's not.
It's really not. You know,
if you don't play it properly, it shows, man. I've healed some.
I think we get a bad reputation, you know, kind of like hunters do.
Yeah, but hunters deserve it.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes.
Growl off, noob.
Because, yeah, I think we kind of have the, you know, we don't really have the best chances initially because we start off at 55.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to jump on, you know? And
oh, yeah. People,
I think Blizz was assuming, like, hey, you already have to have other characters to play a DK. Yeah. So you should already know how to play, but it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I've seen some DKs just not use diseases at all.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too.
I've seen all kinds of awesome
things. What is going on? Do you know, I think I leveled, it was my second or third one that I was working on before it all actually really clicked with me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of just learned by, you know,
awesomeness.
Watching other DKs and videos, like soloing videos and stuff, and just like, ooh, I want to grow up to do that one day.
Right?
So, yeah, I mean, practice, just like any other class. I mean, you really have to get comfortable, like, you know, reach for those abilities without looking, without thinking, and just, it takes time. I think anyone can play any class if they've really...
What do you think of those, raids that are just all DKs going in and turns? So.
It's pretty fun. I think it's, I know most people are over it. Like, oh, we don't care.
It was like a novelty.
Yeah, yeah, seeing a DK solo something is just, oh, it's not exciting. a warrior soloing somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that level 80 paladin that was soloing Mogoshan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He got our vengeance nerfed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bro. Whoever, if you're listening, man. Jeez.
Yeah, so I definitely enjoy tanking on my DK.
So do you have any alts you play all the time then as well? Or not all the time, but...
Obviously not a shaman. Huh?
Yeah, know about that.
Altaholic.
Yeah?
I really am. Yeah, it's kind of slowed down in MOP because it's different. It's harder to keep up. I have... 4 or 5 90s. Wow, I can't even remember. But
I know what you're saying. In
Cataclysm, I had, you know, 8 85s, and that was just way easier to do than it is now, you know, and to maintain them, you know, before you could just run those old 5-mans and you'd be ready to go. But now it's just the dailies and the rep, all that you have to deal with. So I've really narrowed it down to just playing my DK as a main. You know, I have my priest who either heals or DPSs, and then my warlock. You know, I have my hunter is at 90, but I don't play her.
It's hard, you're saying. It's hard to to keep up alts.
It's for altaholics.
Well, the only thing that I've done, finally, I broke this barrier with my alts where I have almost every single profession maxed out. And so now when somebody hits 90, I go, oh, okay, here's a chest and gloves for you that I've crafted, you know, whether it's cloth or mail or leather or whatever. I immediately started throwing gear at them, and it's pretty easy to hit that 460 threshold. So you can get right into Mogoshan vaults. You get your boots from Shaw, and it's kind of like, it's become a lot easier, but still that rep, man. Even with the bonus, it's like
it's just too much. I've kind of slowed down on the alts, you know. Every once in a while I'll jump on a low alt that I have just to, you know, mess around and quest a little bit to get away from
Yeah, do you stuff. I mean, does anybody really want to take their their alds back through Golden Lotus dailies?
No.
No. Although, those, what are they, that drop from the new Zandalari rares around Pandaria, the little things you can, that are battle net account bound that grant like 1,000 rep?
What?
Who?
Yeah. So the trolls around Pandaria, you'll see.
I fought a couple of them. They're super easy, but they didn't get anything special.
Yeah, so the guys on the big that ride the dinosaurs.
They have the mounts too, right?
Yeah, they drop the mounts. They can drop these items. They just, you know, on use, grant you reputation. So you can send them to any other.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, okay.
That's awesome. So I'm kind of filtering my Golden Lotus ones too. Right. My alts, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think they're trying to implement a few things that make it a little easier as MOV goes on, and that's nice.
I do absolutely see that. I feel like it's a bit of a break fix thing where they're trying to go mm-hmm. and fix the reputation among alts now. And I appreciate it because I really do love playing alts, yeah. But it's kind of like, it's still so daily dependent. You know, you still have to go out there and I get double rep, but I still have to go out and do it. And I don't want to go out and do it. I want to be able to buy whatever and send it over because I've already done it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, yeah. So what do you think of the state of Death Knight tanking right now? I know that it hasn't changed a lot since Kata, but
I feel like they really haven't changed much. You know, they did the 5.0 talent and glyph overhaul, which made a few things easier as far as, like, you know, spreading diseases, things like that. But really, they haven't had to do much. You know, we actually got a little buff to our dots and our rune strike. That was just the last 2 weeks or so.
5.2?
Yeah. And, yeah. That's always nice. Of course, other people say, oh, yeah, go buff DKs more. And I'm like, oh, fine with me.
Okay, then. So how do you, you know, with the little bit of buff and all that, mm-hmm. I put as a joke in here, how do I DK? But okay, so give me the I am going to go in and tank as a DK. Give me the elevator pitch. Yeah, the 30-second. What do you open up with? What do you keep an eye on, and what do you do, like, basically in a package?
Yeah, you know, diseases, then spread them. You know, it makes it really easy to pick up. I think it's called roiling blood, where you spread your diseases. It activates pestilence through blood boil.
Yes, I love that.
So it makes it so easy. I love it. So just spread them as soon as you can. Put down your death and decay. Just keep your threat. Oh, make sure you have blood presence.
Right.
Blood presence. Rune strike. You know, cleave a little if you need to.
What do you do for survivability? I know you've got your anti magic shell and your icebound fortitude, but what's your main thing that you do to? Because I feel like with DK tanking, you have to watch your own health. You can't just say I'm a tank, heal me. You know, you have
to be
extremely proactive.
You have to really. There are a few different, like, two main schools of DK tanking. A lot. It's either, you know, you death strike whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other school is to kind of do it reactively, like as you see your damage coming in, your death striking. So there are two different ways to do it, and there's no wrong way. It's just your play style, you know. And I recommend getting a blood shield tracker. There's a really great add-on, and I'm pretty sure it's just
really?
Blood shield tracker.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing for just keeping track of how big the shield is, so you can get an idea of just incoming damage, how much will be absorbed, things like that. And, you know, always use your Dancing Rune weapon. It adds parry. It's also a nice cooldown. I use my army as a damage reduction cooldown, which a lot of people, I think, either just don't think of it or forget about it. But it basically adds your dodge and your parry chance as a damage reduction number. So, you know, it could be up to 40, you know, around 40. Say if my parry is like 20 and my dodge is 9, you know, then the damage reduction would be 29% when I'm channeling my army. So deathknights have a lot to work with.
Yeah, they do. Awesome. Yeah. Now, I know you were talking about the blood shield. No, I'm not sure that everybody knows what that is. What? So basically, Deathstrike,
yeah,
right?
So whenever you Deathstrike, the blood decays mastery. Basically, it gives you a blood shield. So, say, I think I'm running with about 150% mastery. So, my Deathstrike would give me, like, I think it would be 150% of that damage would be my shield. And it adds up to, I think it's, is it the DK's health pool?
Know if you can bank more
you can't
than
go, pool. Yeah, you can't go higher than your, so it's very, very helpful, but it absorbs melee damage. So if you're needing some magic absorb, have your AMS ready. So yeah.
So are you stacking mastery, or are you doing the stamina mastery thing? What's your what stats are you going for right now?
It's kind of evolved since the beginning of the expansion. I initially went for a lot of people kind of gave me a funny look about it, but I went hit and expertise soft cap.
Yeah, but that was huge for all tanks initially.
It really was initially, and you know, it was helpful. But I've pretty much moved over to a combination of mastery, depending on the gem socket. You know, if the stam mastery one works out, then that's fine, or the parry mastery, it depends. But yeah, my main focus right now is mastery stats, and it seems like some of the gear pieces already have a little bit of hit or expertise.
Yeah, even the tanking pieces. Yep.
Yeah, so I really haven't had to worry about it anymore. I've completely stepped away from messing with that, and it's kind of come as the gear's gone up, which is nice. It's less to worry about, for sure.
Very cool. So there was you mentioned something about a little bit of a buff there in 5.2. Is there anything else that you think with 5.2 that's good to know, or you need to watch or pay attention, or that's changed at all, or?
Off the top of my head, no. I mean, I know they were trying to make Unholy somewhat of a more attractive spec, but I still feel that they're not really sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
Because people just aren't playing it right now. I loved playing Unholy as my off-spec in Cataclysm. It's just fun, you know, managing the pet and everything.
It is fun. I feel like it was twice as much work for the same output, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right now, it's just, you know, you can go Frost and really do just fine without much work.
Yeah, I know. I think Hen might even admit I was pretty solid for our raid team in Dragon Soul.
Yeah.
As Frost, man, it was like, LOL, Howling Blast, yay, you know, like.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, that is another great change. You can really go with two or one-handed weapons now.
Yeah,
so, I mean, before it was just a speed thing, you know, dual wielding and, you know, kata, but right now, it depends on the weapon you have. People will ask me, like, hey, what should I do with my Frost? You go, well,
what are your options?
What are your options?
If you have a solid two-handed weapon, you know, the shot touch weapon or whatever, then use that. But
yeah, for sure. I mean, there are a few really great swords that do well. So, you know, depending on what you choose, your priority, your DPS priority is just a teensy bit different. Mm-hmm. But it's nice that we kind of have the choice.
So do you play off-spec much? Do you do much with Frost? Or
I don't get to very often because
you're
my
tanking
all
the
partner
things.
Usually is the one that will go switch DPS. To off-spec. He's like, carry me, please. Let me
like, let me ride on your magical Death Knight back.
I know. So yeah, I go with that. I love DK tanking, so I really don't complain.
It is. I know lately, since we've been kind of looking to schedule this show with you, that I've really been playing mine a lot more. And I'm like, dude, this is ridiculous. I did a run with Hind last night.
Yeah.
We went into one of the Scarlet ones.
Oh yeah, that run.
I was number one in DPS by a landslide.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous. I was doing close to 50% of the damage most of the time. And what's the I don't know what his name is now, the Herald boss that spins in circles and blades of light and spins around and goes around.
Oh, like, yeah.
Me, by the end of that fight, Hand and I were the only ones that were still alive.
I was number three in DPS.
Yeah.
But that's because two died early.
Hind as a healer was out DPSing, as a shaman healer was out DPSing like the warrior.
Wow.
And like but to me, I felt really good because I was like, if he's able to do that, then I must be doing all right. You know, I'm not like holy crap dying, you know. So
it's funny to come across some people that, you know, haven't really played with a DK tank before. And, you know, the other day I was on the Isle of, what is it, the Giants? Jurassic Park Island.
There, yes, that's Jurassic Park.
And I was with a friend and we went and he goes, oh, we can kill this rare together. And he's sitting there like summoning his hellstones. I just run and he goes, oh my God, what are you doing?
You're like,
and I go, I'm fine. And so I get feared into all these ads. He's like, oh no. I'm like, no, it's all good. It's all good. Like, it's just what you do as a DK. It's just you have to be willing to run in face first.
Yep. You don't have a shield. No shield, no problem. Just get in there. And
yeah, I've played every other class that can tank, and mm-hmm. you know, I have so much fun on this one.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I anytime I level a class that has a tanking spec, I always do it as tank. Mm-hmm. And at times, especially with the paladin, it was like a grind, man.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
I pulled 50 mobs, but it's going to take me like 40 minutes to kill everything now. But you get in there at the Death Knight, it's just like numbers through the roof, man. It's crazy. I love it.
That's how I leveled. It's so nice.
I think we got to get Hind on the DK train here pretty soon.
I think mine's level 62, I think.
We'll fix that, man. We'll do it.
Yeah, 62, I think. I haven't touched it since some point in Cataclysm. I don't remember when. Yeah, one day.
You're all on the alt train lately, man.
Wow, once I get that warlock to level 90, I'm gonna be done with alts for a little while, leveling anyway, because I've got plans for this warlock.
Oh wow, yeah.
Like, I've had a transmog set designed for 2 weeks already that I haven't taken the time to farm because I'm trying to get 90 first. I've at least got those priorities straight. I'm not farming the gear yet. I've only picked it out.
You know. That was my main motivation for leveling my warlock, was the transmog.
Nice.
I already sent you your congratulations gear, so you gotta.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, I sent him the crafted 476s as a.
Oh, did you to my warlock?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'll have to have a look at that. I didn't haven't checked my mail today yet. I guess I haven't logged in yet either, but
That was like a whatever.
Oh, I hope I didn't disenchant it.
Dude.
Oh no.
No, I didn't. I can't disenchant blues yet in Miss. I can do Miss Greens, but I can't do Miss Blues yet. I have to get up a little higher. So I know I didn't do that. Don't worry.
I'm like, you son of a gun.
All right. Well, that's enough DK tanking because I don't DK tank.
Like, I'm all forever alone over here.
Forever shaman.
But anyway, you did. I heard you did the epic quest line for pet battles on the PTR, I think you were telling us. Can you just give us a little rundown on that and for anyone who might be interested in doing that quest line?
Yeah, so I'd recommend having some 25, level 25 pets to start.
25 pets, okay.
I need 25? Yeah. Oh, man.
I've got like 150, man. I got this.
Yeah, so, and you know, you're going to be fighting one. A single, there are 10, but you don't fight a team. Each elite battle pet is just a single battle pet with like over 4,000 health. Ooh. It's a lot. And, you know, their stats are scaled up a little bit, so they do hit pretty hard. You know, the way I went about it was to build teams specifically for the types. There are three types of families, beast, critter, and aquatic in the line. So I kind of went through, you know, there are a lot of different options. You can really do it with whatever you think will work. I just chose, you know, strong counters against each family, basically. You know, having a CC works really well, like a sleep, even though they nerfed how often you can CC a pet. It's still nice to have like a turkey on your team, especially against the aquatics. I know it sounds really funny. They're not really that strong, but having the sleep, it's like a 2-round sleep, and they also have a damage reduction debuff that they can put on the pets. So things like that, think outside of the box, think, you know, of maybe looking at a few of the pets you really haven't, you know, considered, and you'd be surprised. There's some, you can really do it with all types, but I'd recommend having a few good counters for sure.
Very cool.
So you go through this and you beat the epic.
Yeah.
What's that? You said it was like some fireplace. What, I forget what the name of the.
So you beat all 10 of the elite battle pets, and you get a red panda pet as a reward, and then that line opens up as a daily, so you're able to do all 10 of those. Every day, right? To get a chance at, you get a bag of, you know, there's a chance for other skins of the panda. So like a sun.
Okay.
Yeah, there are different little pandas in there, and a really high chance of the stones, the rare.
The upgrade.
Stones. Oh, right, yeah. right. Cool.
Yeah. So it's worth doing if you have the time, and it's really nice now that winning battles will give you lesser charms, which is really, really motivating to just go around and do some pet battles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
versus dailies. Yeah.
Yes, versus dailies. Actually, if you do enough, you start to earn an okay number. You know, during the Beasts of Fable line, I think I earned 4 to 6 every few battles. I mean, there's a chance. So, yeah.
If you're interested at all in pet battles, that's a really nice alternative.
It is. It's nice. It's a nice addition.
So I'll have to get my level 5 panda pet.
Get
bro.
Your Ragnaros training and your panda training. The panda's a great pet.
That's why originally I had a buddy who was way into it originally, and I think that's how I ended up with the team that I have now. He said the dog ones, so I went with the Quillian. Ragnaros and the monk were just like OP, And I don't know, that was a couple, few months ago now, but I was like, hey, this is great. Oh, wait, I'm going to level alts now. So, that's awesome that you got to do that. Now, was that for WoW Insider, or was that for your own?
It was originally for WoW Insider. I saw that the quest was there. I go, you know what? I should just go through this and do a write-up, like a walkthrough, just so people will, you know, kind of know what to expect. I laid out all the abilities and stuff like that, where to find them, because they're all over. So, yeah, I put a few hours into that, just going around and defeating them, doing some experimentation with pet teams and stuff. So,
yeah.
It was research.
Research.
For science.
Well, speaking of WoW Insider, I know that you have been I don't know how long it's been now, but you have been welcome to the family, and it's a huge, huge, I don't know, I guess it would be an honor. Do you, why don't you tell us a little bit about how that played out for you? I know they put out the call to arms. Would you like to be a WoW Insider writer?
Basically, that is what they did. That was sometime at the end of last year that they put the call out there, maybe November or so. It might have been December, I can't remember. But by the time I started and they had selected me, it was the end of January. And there was a little bit of waiting, but it was worth it. I spent a long time on my application, about a week. And, you know, I went into it thinking, there's no way I'm going to get this, because I just, you know, I wasn't feeling very confident.
It's big time. It's honestly like taking on a whole life of its own.
I felt like so many people were going to apply, and apparently a lot did. And I thought, okay, well, you know, what the heck? I'm just going to try my best at this and see how it plays out. And I got the email. I think I had a heart attack. Oh my gosh. I was kind of running around yelling for a while.
That's awesome. Now, I think there, you said it was a bit of a secret at first, but I think there was something that may have pushed you over the edge here. That you had the absolute best resume of all time ever.
It helped that I did have experience in, you know, being an editor at some other online places and writing experience and stuff like that. And that's some of what they're looking for, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to think outside of the box. I like to think like there is no box.
Right.
So.
What's up with the resume?
I created a companion website for my application. So they had the standard application, you know, writing samples, stuff like that, WoW history, you know. But then I created a resume inspired by the spell book in WoW. So, you know, my skills were in the form of, you know, I laid it all out like just like the spell book. I found the graphics online, and it took a long time to make it look exact.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I managed, and it, you know, I think it helped.
That is amazing. I think that is way cool. I guarantee you right there, it's that kind of thinking that landed you the position.
You know, when I look for a job next time, I think I might try that. I wonder if that'll work in the accounting industry.
I'm sure it will. You're like,
I say if you can kind of make a companion website of any kind, and kind of spin it to whatever it is you're applying for, go for it, because it's, why not? You know, it's hard enough these days. So.
And it clearly did the trick.
That's amazing. I know it's a bit of a secret, but I'm still going to try and talk to him.
Get the link out of me. I want to
even if you just send me screenshots.
I might send you screenshots.
That would be that way you could share it. Well, I don't know, but people are gonna steal your idea no matter what. That was.
I know. That's why I've kind of, you know, tried to be a little bit quiet about it because it's my idea.
Yeah, isn't a what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, or
something like that.
People steal your ideas because they're awesome.
Well, I guess so.
I had one other, totally, it's not even on our outline here, and we were talking about it a little bit ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What's your take with Blizzard announcing no more five bands for the rest of the expansion?
I was actually surprised. You know, in past patches, it's kind of something at some point that we expect at least one or two, like, companion kind of things to move the lore along and to help that
Free loot, yeah.
It helps, you know, especially for people that have played the expansion since the start and want, you know, more stuff for alts, you know, kind of different experiences. But I guess for me personally, I don't want to say I don't care, because I do care, but I guess it's just not as relevant for me, because
I've just... Just it's fine, just, you don't care.
No, I do care, because I like experiencing the lore side of the game, I love it, and I guess I've kind of been getting that fixed through scenarios, so, but, I mean, five bands, I know they have to take so much time to create, so on one hand, I understand where they're coming from, they're doing all this other stuff for us. There's only so much they can do, and yeah.
For me, I feel like we're very casual with our raid team. You know, we were talking ahead of time. We're actually still in working on Mugushan and Heart of Fear right now, and for in terms of advancement and like you were saying with alts and to move forward, those five bands made all the difference for me. I don't want to feel like I have to do LFR to get the gear to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like my choices right now are being pointed towards dailies or LFR, and neither one of those on a grand scale of in terms of grinding and going and going and going are very appealing to me. So it kind of bums me out, you know. I think five mans are something that's really easy to do. You can jump in, you can take your friends, you can get guild credit, you can, you know, and we run those guild five mans where it's like, we just plow through them. Yeah, and it's so fun.
I think, you know, they've kind of made it clear of, like, their idea of what the gear, progression is supposed to be at this point. And they're like, okay, you do your five mans, you get your rep, you do your dailies, you do the first LFR, okay. And then you do the next LFR. And so I think they have it set out in this line, whereas people are like, oh, well, we like some other options too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you can only stand so much LFR.
I know I'm going to get grief, and I've said this a couple of times, but I don't care for scenarios. I really don't. Like you're saying in terms of story, it's cool.
Yeah, I'll go through them like once and then, you know, do them every week, you know, to get the little rep or whatever it is.
Yeah, you get that extra.
But that's it.
Yeah. But I don't like to do them, man. I've had way too many bad experiences in the short times that I've done them, and it's like I would rather pug a five man than do that. So it's like it really, I don't know, I feel like the options are really limited.
And you've had bad experience with scenarios, but to be honest, I haven't had any real bad experience with scenarios because I've done.
You haven't done.
I've done two. I did Theramore before Mist dropped with my wife and Hoofit, and then I did AOA for the weapon when I hit 90 with you and Chariot or. I think Avion Hand I did that with, and then I did it with you and a pug on my paladin. So, I guess, they're just not all that appealing. Like, I love the thought of a five-man. You've got your standard group. It's, you get your tank, your healer, and three DPS. And I'm always playing a healer. I love that role, and it's just great to be able to do that. Now, in scenarios, you don't even really want to take a healer in, and that's kind of disappointing almost, right?
Unless you're like a disc priest or a mistweaver,
yeah, exactly.
who can so, bring that extra damage to the table.
Yeah, because yeah, otherwise you kind of feel useless.
Yeah, so that's kind of my feeling there. It's, you know, it's taking away my traditional role that I've played basically since vanilla. And in the basic gameplay that I played, they're not giving me any new content in that role. And LFR, sure, you know, you go into LFR and you heal and, well, you got six other or five other healers there, and it's just it's not the same. It's a lot more impersonal, especially with the small guild.
You can AFK
in
LFR.
Well, yeah, you can. I don't. I always try and top some healers.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like you so, literally like.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Not,
you
it's
can.
Not like you get out what you put in. It's. Yeah. I mean, the new stuff is obviously more difficult at first, but. It's designed to be extremely forgiving for 25 strangers, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So,
Rob, do you AFK on LFR trash?
I never have, nope. I'll AFK during guild trash. But and still beat hand.
Hey.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm still honestly, because we haven't done a lot since 5.2, I'm still really figuring out exactly what I'm doing with some of the changes, and I really really like them. I like how with Mistweavers you can build up chi extremely fast now, and it's not an expensive process. You know, you can get in there and get it, and it feels really good. But then I also feel like you don't have, unless you're doing the eminence, the DPS healing, there's not a whole lot to do with your chi, you know, so it's still really fun. But
my tank partner is a monk, and he's been pretty happy about the chi changes. You know, I haven't really played a monk. That's on my list eventually. So I'm like, oh, that's Christ. Good. I'm glad you're happy. You know, because I can't really connect with him on that. And I'm like, well, whatever makes your job easier and whatever makes you happy, you know, I'm glad that my tank partner is happy. So
monk,
you know,
tanking is a lot like Death Knight tanking. You know, there's a lot of the, you know, like the keeping up your shuffle and your stagger is very similar to your kind of your blood shield and whatnot. So it's, it has very, I guess they really, with 5.0, they modeled a lot of stuff after the Death Knight, tanking model, you know, with the active mitigation but man, monks are a blast. I am going to be harassing you to play a monk now, so.
Yeah, I have heirlooms ready for one, so
yes.
I'm just kind of waiting. I don't know what I'm waiting for, but...
Two words.
Lady Panda.
Lady Panda.
Awesome.
Other than that, starting zone is about I don't know if I would ever want to do that again now, but I've done it several times, but... It's worth it, Lady Panda.
All right, should we wrap it up with a Lady Panda then?
I think so. That's the best way to wrap it up.
Let's kick into this.
Maggot of the week.
Lady Panda.
All right. So our macro of this week, Kristen, do you have a favorite macro that you would like to share with us?
I have something super cutting edge for you guys.
Oh, sweet. My That's goodness. That's the kind we like.
Okay, so it's kind of situational. You know, if you're spec'd into Lichborn on your DK, yeah, for whatever reason... this macro makes it easy. You know, so you don't have to basically lose your target, and it activates Lichborn, and then you death coil yourself without losing your target. So you get that heal with just, you know, continuing tanking and or DPSing or whatever you're doing. So it makes things easier to just, one button.
Yeah, no, so if you're struggling with those oh crap moments where you know you're going to take a bunch of damage, you can just spam that on yourself.
It's really helpful. Just spam the button and there you go.
That's a good one. I fully endorse that one. I before the talent system, we were talking when Lichborn was just part of your part. You know, you had to go into the Frost Tree to grab it, but I did. I specced into that and it was good. And now it's one of your choices, I believe. I forget what tier it is. Level 60.
Yeah, I usually roll with Purgatory.
I have been because a while back we had the whole self disclosure thing. I choose passive talents because they're easier and I don't have to deal with it. But
I like it because there are a few times, especially doing new content, where I just don't really know what kind of damage to expect, and then
you get hit
Purgatory
like a
truck. Rocks. Yeah, I'm like, okay, healers, they see it and they just, yeah, yep. They fix
it. No, it's good. It gives you, it buys you that a couple extra seconds where you, instead of going, oh crap, the tank just got rocked, you can go, oh crap, quick, throw some heals on it.
It helps with Death Pact. You know, just pop Death Pact after.
Oh yeah, good
you're
one.
In Purgatory and
or Lichborn macro.
Yes, yes. Lichborn macro. Oh.
All right, we will put that up on our website sometime tomorrow. I'm sure. I was kind of behind last week and got all caught up, so we're all good. It shouldn't take too much to get that on the site. Anyways, carry on with this.
A handler. It's funky cause he's Canadian. Well, hello.
That's funny. It sounded a little different today. I'm not sure why.
Oh, did I not mute?
You did not mute. I think I heard that.
Yeah, you can't help it, man. It gets in your
head. I know. You know, that's going to be stuck in my head.
Awesome.
So, thank you for that.
That's the plan.
All right. Well, I'm going to send some head love out to our guildies, the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server, as well to Root and Freckleface, who are also in that guild from the Hearthcast podcast. And one more big bucket of hen love I want to send to Kristen for joining us on the show today. It was fantastic having you here to talk all things Death Knight tanking and pet battles and everything else. So thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, a huge thank you to all of our listeners and Twitter and Facebook friends and family and followers and fun for all the good stuff. Really, really, really like the interaction. Be it good, be it bad, be it Rob being a cynical jerk on Twitter or you just putting up with me spamming stupid pictures, it's still a good place. So
hey, these pictures are great.
Some of them are evidently. Some people don't like some of them, I guess. I'm always getting suggestions as to some I should be doing something else, but the haters only make me stronger.
Right.
And of course, Miss Kristen for coming on and making our show that much better. Miss Kristen, what do you got for shout outs? Or Hendlo.
I to you guys, Hend and Rob, thank you for having me. I had a great time. To my guild, Lucid, on Terralian Horde, I'm just so proud of them this week, and, you know, right before 5.2, they did an awesome job with, you know, getting some bosses in there, and, you know, we've had a new few people come in, and thanks to them, too, and everyone that kind of watches my stuff on Twitter. Kind of random. But thank you for that. And yeah, everyone that reads my stuff on WoW Insider, thank you for that. Yeah, the community, I just love it. So
yes.
Yeah.
Even the trolls. Except for the ones that knock you off the bridge, right?
Oh, not those. No hand love from me.
All right. This week, we had no 5-star reviews, so instead, we're going to announce another giveaway for an Ask Mr. Robot 1-year premium account in the hopes of bribing some 5-star reviews from some of you. So this week,
5 stars.
Yeah, what we want you to do is show us and show Ask Mr. Robot how you're using their site. So that could be screenshots of you using their site, describe your favorite feature, or just tell us a story about how Ask Mr. Robot helped you. We really want to know. We've talked about it quite a bit on the show how we've used the features, even the episode where we had B from Ask Mr. Robot. We got into that quite a bit. So now it's your turn to share with us. And for doing so, we will pick a winner from everyone who sends us something and get you a 1-year premium account from Ask Mr. Robot. Now you can send those goodies to our email. The address is theshow@thetrainingdummies.com. Or, even better, you can post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies so that everyone can see it, which would be fantastic.
Excellent. And before we wrap up here, Miss Kristen, do you care to pimp your locations, your wares? Where can people find you or get in touch with you, follow you, all that
good stuff? Pimp my stuff. Yeah, I'm easily followed on Twitter at Kristen, at KRISTIN.
I don't know how you landed that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's another story.
Oh.
Back in the day, you could ticket Twitter for names.
Oh, nice. See, I want to do that. I want Hend. But I can't get it.
So, yeah, I'm at Kristen on Twitter. You know, I am on WoW Insider, and, you know, if you want to play with me, my battle tag is in my Twitter bio, and an email you can use is qqkristen@gmail.com.
QQ, huh?
Yeah, QQ.
Did you used to play Rogue?
No, I mean, I have a
robot. I was just trying to think of a class to throw in there that was good for
you. For QQing. It's what I make everyone else do on my DK.
Nice. There you go. Well played. Well played. Okay. That does it for episode 35 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. We post our macros of the week there, as well as any other macros we might discuss on the show. While you're there, please leave comments on the episodes or the macros pages, or send us a voicemail using the fancy widget on the right-hand side of the page. We try to be social media butterflies as well, so like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies, or you can follow the show on Twitter @trainingdummies, Rob @RobCopeland, or myself, Hend, @Hend_Horderly. Horderlies. And as always, we love to get those emails, so please send them in to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!
Thanks for sticking around for one last song. This one is dedicated to TJ Spanks from way, way down south in Australia. It's Hend Love by Root and the Hearthcast Hearthies.
Everybody knows that he's the man. A hen love, it's funky 'cause he's Canadian. drops a feast and we partake of it. Hen love, he plays the game with his wife Chariot. Get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight. Get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight. Hen love, he's a shaman in the orderlies. Yeah, well, hen love, just be happy there aren't more of these. Now hen love, he drops the feast and we partake of it. Hen love, he plays the game with his wife Chariot. Get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight. Well, get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight. Get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight. Get your hen love tonight, get your hen love on tonight.